I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted Podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, everybody. The show about the show within the show. You can get this on its normal iTunes feed for the DA show or its own iTunes feed, which is called Permission Granted Podcast. Available there, radio.com, and all other places that podcasts are available. Two big comings and goings, newsworthy days this week already for Merez. So, I mean, we have to start there. I hate to make the PGP specifically about you, but I think we have to. Number one, your viral video goes crazy. You ranting and raving about Pat Shurmur. I mean, you had multiple members of the former Super Bowl Giants retweeting you and liking the rant, which says that they don't like Pat Shurmur probably more than they like you.
Which says that somehow this fat slob speaks for guys who won Super Bowls in a Giant uniform and how they feel about their former franchise, which quite frankly is honorable. I'm glad that we're all on the same page here. That was the first time I've said anything on the show that people didn't crush me and call me a jerk or an idiot for. It was true. Like, wow, this guy couldn't have been any more right here. And I felt a little weird to see that.
Yeah, you got like overwhelming support.
Overwhelming support. Crazy influx of new Twitter followers. People basically pat me on the back like I'm Mr. Giant. I might have to make appearances at the tailgates on Sunday. People are in. People are in. They want me speaking for this team.
How ironic.
how the worm turned.
Nearly 7 years in, you've never had a take that is universally accepted.
No, usually my takes go viral because either I sound like an idiot, people think I'm a jerk. Just the nastiest thing said in my app mention. I mean, real horrific things that my sister gets involved and gets people banned from Twitter for. And here was this, and I couldn't keep track of the amount of app mentions I had, and every single one was positives, fist pump emojis. People were into it. So I've gotten some luck. I've decided not to tweet as much the next couple of days because I'm going to lose all these followers.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at right now.
Well, the tweet that I posted of the video has now 1,000 likes. Okay, so 1,000 people have liked you screaming until your face becomes beet red about Pat Shurmur. So I just am not even going to tweet much anymore because I'm just letting that hang. I just want that to be like I tweeted a couple of things from yesterday and then the show sheet today. But it's just basically right now it's Jordan holding the hand up in the sky. This is right now the thing that basically establishes the show most.
Yeah, which is great. I think it's good for everybody involved. Look, I honestly think far too many people in the industry are scared off on being overly critical of teams, coaches, and general managers because they're worried about either partnerships or future interviews where they're going to have to actually stand their ground. But it had to be said, what happened Monday night was an absolute joke, and sometimes maybe my own fandom cost me some things professionally, but I'm never going to lose my fandom, so that's the end of it.
I'm kind of surprised that this many years in, you still care that much.
I do.
And you were supposed to get relaxed this year.
I was, and I was totally relaxed. Monday night, I didn't even watch the game with anybody. I was feet up, whatever happens, happens. I know we're going to lose to the Cowboys, but it was the order of events. The fact that they're in it and seeing what sunk them, that's what really stirred me up. And I'm still at my wit's end. I'm not getting, and you know me, I'm not good at operating on no sleep. I haven't slept much lately. The pork store is now taking away a night of sleep a week. And I'm just functioning as best I can. I'm like prepping myself not to sleep when a baby comes, but I'm fried. And like my dad said, all I want at the end of the week is 3 honest hours effort out of the Giants. And when I see an honest effort, but I see a coach derailing it, well, now my screws are going to get loose.
So you become your father.
Yes, in many ways I have. Minus the mustache and the arthritis from moving a deli slicer, I have become my father.
Because Bob the Deli Man always has said, I work all week. All I ask for at the end of the week is three honest hours of effort from the Giants.
That's it.
That's
if,
all.
If they lose the game and I'm ticked off, I'm angry, that's fine. But at least don't go out there and embarrass yourselves. And the Giants coaching allowed them to embarrass themselves. It had to be said. But the what really is to talk about the video is I didn't notice it in real time because obviously I'm screaming and yelling. Really, and it's not an over-exaggeration, the pigment changes in my skin.
I know.
Some guy, quote, tweeted and said, this dude should go as a California raisin next Halloween.
It was really red.
And it got like a shade of purple. And I didn't realize that was happening at the time. I'm fortunate that we were up against the update. Because if we weren't, it could have been bad.
Number two, the pork store under siege.
Oh.
This is an amazing storyline. That two of the last 3 weeks, you've gone in on Saturday night to do the overnight show called The Pork Store. And all of your elements, your production elements, bumping back for breaks, music, rejoins, the phone scroller, the campus crush open.
Oh.
All of this is deleted.
Gone.
Now,
wiped.
The first time you can think that maybe it's a computer glitch.
Right. So I've done 4 pork stores now since. So first show, my production's all ready to go. We go through it. We establish that there is production on the show. The second time I come in, both my producers look at me and go, look, we don't know what happened. Something happened this week. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Show just getting off foot. Something happened with files. We'll get them restored. We get them restored. All good for show number 3. Show's great. Show number 3 was my best show. Show number 4, just take you a little behind the pork store. I watch Florida, obviously play Georgia. I have a little dinner, and I say I'm going to take a little nap, do a night nap before going in and staying up overnight. I get a call at about 11:30 Eastern from my producer, Ben. He goes, Raz, rough news here. He goes, are you up? Am I bothering you? I go, yeah, I'm getting ready to leave the house. What's going on? He goes, the files are gone again. I go, what do you mean the files are gone? I had taped an interview earlier in the day that was in there as well. I go, what are you talking about? I go, Ryan Hickey just had everything in the folder. He go, we know. And we went to where Hickey worked on us. We didn't wipe it out. Hickey said when he dumped it in there, there was nothing in there. The show folder has been wiped. So for the second time in 4 weeks. So we had callers calling in to investigate. Some people pointed the finger at you. I said, that's not possible. Some have pointed at some of my enemies that we've listed on the list. But somebody's out for the pork store. The Gooba Gal is gone.
Somebody has it out for the pork store. And it should be noted that while we joke about your rise through the company.
Meteoric rise while doing nothing.
Not everybody loves that.
Correct.
Some people don't like your brashness.
Sure.
Some people don't like how opinionated you are. Some people think that maybe you don't deserve it.
Right. Why? And I can understand why. There are probably people listening to this right now that they're steaming with what I'm about to say. And the fact of the matter is there are absolutely producers that work harder to get to where I am that haven't gotten to where I am. And I know this sounds totally egotistical that, frankly, deserve it. I'm telling you, you deserve it. It's not my fault.
Well, that's not egotistical. That'd be the opposite. You're being humble. You're telling them that they're better than
you. See, I'm so warped by this, I don't even know what it is. But there are really talented people here that deserve to get the chances I've gotten. But I'm not going to apologize that I've gotten them. But that doesn't mean I'm your enemy. I'm with you. I think I set the standard that if I do well, it's good for everybody behind the scenes to show that, hey, maybe the bosses will lead to giving more people more chances. I really do believe that. But somebody wants me to fail. Somebody wants me to fail. Maybe multiple people do. This could be like the movie Scream where there's 3 killers at the end and we never saw it coming.
You, clearly this is sabotage.
2 times in 4 weeks, there's no glitch. I've worked here 7 years. Never once has a show folder gotten wiped.
And frankly, you're not the most beloved guy. There are enemies.
Which, again, locker room leader, but not everybody wants to sit next to me, you know, in the corner of the locker room.
Does it make you rethink whether you are a locker room leader?
No, I still think I am because I think the majority of the guys like me. Though I will say, I've contemplated sending an email to a lot of guys that I do like and respect and say, guys, hey, get to the bottom of this. Find out. Do some digging.
Oh, wow. You're going to employ the Team Raz.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, anytime these guys need something, advice, listening to demo tapes, let them know what's going on, I'm the one there for them. Can't somebody be there for me and let me know who's sabotaging me?
So if our listeners are the D-Aliens, would your listeners maybe be the Porkies?
The Porkies. the ham chops.
The mini weenies?
The mini weenies. That's a good one. The pigs in a blanket.
Yeah.
The pig, because they're under the blanket on the overnight listening, they are the pigs in a blanket.
That's good.
I like that.
Or the piglets?
The piglets. They're out there.
You need to get the piglets to the bottom of this.
And by the way, now you have my producer without me asking, tweeting out from the network account, the pork store starts now at 2 a.m. And I'm just cracking up as I'm trying to get through a Quicken Loans read to start. That's the latest tweet I see.
Now, did you finally get things fixed on the website about your sideways picture?
Ironically, that is why I'm finally wearing a button down today. We're taking care of business here.
Oh.
They need a, understand this, we can't have a picture that's vertical. It has to be horizontal, which makes no sense. They can't figure out how to rotate a vertical picture and refuse to launch a podcast website without my picture. They can't just put a CBS Sports Radio logo there, which I can't figure out for the life of me. I go, why? Just throw something there until we get this picture thing figured out. So, of course, I'm too cheap to go get a real headshot, so I'm trying to come up with one on the fly on a phone, and it's not working.
Hi. Well, I'm glad they're going to get that fixed, and I'm glad the piglets have your back, but you need to figure out where the saboteurs have come from on the pork store.
Right. And look, this week with this viral video, people might be out for more blood because it's more attention on
it. Yeah. This is another feather in your cap.
So, and I will say this, I have hidden files. Anybody listening out there, I've hidden some of the files where if you delete them, I should be able to find them. But if you find where they were hidden and those are deleted too, it's on. It is absolutely on.
We got to find out who's sabotaging the pork store.
It's an amazing dilemma to have. And, you know, to deny it, knowing now that it exists, would be really just sad and low. Be an adult. Let me know why you hate me. Come see me in my face. And we'll handle it man to man. I'm not saying fight, but at least we can talk it out. And if at the end you don't like me or like what I bring to the table, that's fine. But let's just come to an understanding that it's not right to delete somebody's files. It's not right.
No, it's not right. It's not right.
The deleted tapes.
All right, that's side A. Here comes side B with Bogish.
All right, welcome into Side B of the PGP. It is Mraz, host of Side B on the PGP, the executive producer of the DA Show, and the host of the aforementioned, I guess we're going to call it the pork store, the Sean Mraz Show on CBS Sports Radio. You heard DA just tee up Andrew Bogish. Well, Andrew Bogish now has been called into extra duty, if you will, filling in on Taz and the Moose, so our normal taping time has been clouded. So, of course, as we've learned our lesson in the past, you can't not put out a side B. You can't not put out a PGP. So where do we go? How about making his PGP debut, Ben Horowitz? Now, for those of you who don't know Ben Horowitz is my executive producer. How you say this trickle-down effect happens? Of the Sean Mraz Show, a.k.a. as DA loves to call it, the pork store. And Ben Horowitz has plenty of insight, and we can go a little deeper into the deleted files, the deleted tapes, what the heck happened to my elements. Ben, hello. Welcome aboard.
Well, thanks for having me. I mean, I got to be honest. I wish I wasn't on because obviously there's a little controversy, but it's good to be here.
Yes. Okay. So let's just dive right in. DA and I just discussed it a little bit. Files of mine, show opens, the phone scroller, the campus scroller, all the little goodies, the little toy box I have. They were all deleted out of a audio file or an audio folder on our system. One that, you know, if you will, happened 2 weeks ago and then didn't happen for a week, and now has happened again. And after the first time, it was, okay, there's a glitch. Now, I haven't spoken to you fully since, but I've spoken to our production team, and they have assured me there can be no glitch. Somebody is wiping out the files.
Well, I got to tell you, and I'm not a conspiracy theory guy by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm glad to know that my original idea when I said to you, hey, you know, do you have enemies? This is actually not a conspiracy theory. This has become a real thing now. If it wasn't our production team and somebody in the building, you know, clearly personally going in there and deleting files, for what motive? I don't know. I've been brainstorming all week because, you know, behind any good investigation, there's a good motive. And I'm struggling to figure out who could have done this.
Yeah, and before we get into the actual suspects here, because there are many that listeners and tweeters have brought to mind, it should be noted, kind of a DA looks at it as of a joke, but I have proclaimed myself, at least during the day, as a bit of a locker room leader. I feel like maybe a lot of the behind-the-scenes guys, you know, sometimes they look up to me. I listen to people's demos. I try to do the right thing by everybody, and I try to be as a pioneer, if you will. I became hosting as a producer. So I have always looked at myself as a leader, but clearly my leadership, Ben, is must be calling the question if somebody doesn't like me and they're deleting the files. Would you, as one of these up-and-coming guys, consider me a leader, or do you view me as somebody who should have enemies?
You know, you're really putting me on the spot. I'm supposed to be a producer, so I got to gloss you up, but I got to be honest, sometimes you're not necessarily the world's greatest leader. I love you. I've always looked up to you. I've worked with you for, God, 5 years now, but there's times where you check it out as a producer, as a host. Again, I'm your EP. I'm there for you. I'm your guy. But if we're talking as a whole, I got to be honest, as the longest tenured part-timer, there are times where you might check out, you know, where you might be a little too high on yourself, I should say.
Well, wait a minute. So you would not consider me a leader? You think I'm too high on myself?
I'd say you're one of the leaders, but partially by default. I mean, you're the executive producer of the DA show. You're one of the few producers who have gotten hosting gigs. The only producer who's gotten a regular hosting gig, and good for you. We're all, I think most of the other producers should be happy at that. You know, that they're giving guys an opportunity. But again, there's some times where, you know, you kind of just, you get a little lazy. We all do. But I feel as though being the longest tenured part-timer, somebody's got to speak a little truth to power. I feel like a lot of these part-time producers and tape ops and board ops are a little too afraid to say that.
Wow. Okay. Well, then that opens up a can of worms. So then that would pave the way for people, maybe if they think how you think, that I'm a little high on my horse, which I think is a little ridiculous, that maybe people do dislike that I'm getting this opportunity and thus want to try to sabotage me by deleting files.
I think that there's a litany of people who could have it out. I think, you know, if you think that it's just this small circle of potential suspects, I think, unfortunately, you're sadly mistaken. Now, I don't agree with what they did by any means. I mean, to me, this is a fireable offense in the workplace. And we don't have very many fireable offenses at CBS Sports Radio.
That's for sure.
But this is one of them. But I think it's definitely a wide net that we should be casting in this investigation.
Wow. So if you're a detective here and we're doing this as an episode of Dateline, we're not even close to the beginning. So, I mean, some of the names, I'm just going to toss them out there. One person suggested DA, which I have squashed. Absolutely. There's no way DA would do it. And DA is now too invested. The only way I could see it, somebody else brought this to my attention on Twitter, is that maybe DA did it to make another show bit. He wants me going crazy and all in all wants me going nuts, knows it'll be brought up, and then it furthers more ridiculousness on the DA show. I don't believe he would do that. Another name, a big name that's been bounded around, is Taz. The Taz dislike for me has been well documented. He has admitted such on Boomer and Geo. He has not really spoken a word to me in some 18 months. And now all of this happens, and you know, word over the newsroom about my files getting deleted goes out there, and Taz now is part, Bogus is not a part of spot. Why? Taz is called out sick 2 consecutive days after the story of this
show.
So that now that raises an eyebrow. Is Taz really sick, or is Taz getting wind? Hey, people are on to you. Make sure you know, lay low. Don't come into work because you don't want to be known as the guy deleting the files, and maybe continue this. Do you think that's a possibility?
I think both are a possibility, and I think you're prematurely ruling out DA, because I said, you know, the night of the incident on the Sean Marash show, 2-6 Eastern, 3-11,
get the time right.
Specific. What do you got for Hawaii time again?
It was 8 to midnight Hawaii, correct.
There we go. I mentioned DA as a culprit. You were quick to rule him out, and I get it. I mean, you work with him every day. I don't. But when you consider motives, whether they have the ability to do it, why they would do it, DA kind of checks all the boxes. And I hate to say it, given that this is, you know, essentially yours and his podcast, but DA's got the motive. You know, it creates a show bit. Maybe, just maybe, he felt like you were paying attention more to your own show than his show.
That could not be true. That message could not be less true. I have totally put all my
but
focus.
I don't know what he's thinking inside. But he also has the means to do it because he's technically savvy enough. That's where Taz misses one of the boxes. Is that he? And I look. I got to be honest. I get along great with Taz. At least I think so. But Taz, you know, isn't going into our audio editing system and editing, you know, his own audio. DA can.
But he has the funds to pay somebody to do such a thing.
Which is a great point that Bogus made to me on Twitter, is that he has the funds to pay somebody. Now, who could that hitman be? Maybe it's his producer, Mikey B.
No.
I don't know. Maybe And I, again, these are all people I like, I respect. I don't think there's anyone I don't get, at least I think I don't get along with there. But Mikey B, I mean, this is a guy who has, you know, on-air aspirations. He's created his own podcast, which is, I think, excellent. Clearly, he might be looking for some extra cash, which is why he's doing this Uber Eats, you know, bit on the side. I might see a duo here.
Wow. And as I brought that up to DA on the first part of this PGP, that it could be like the movie Scream, where you're looking for one killer and it's multiple killers. I guess that's possible. Okay, so with that being said, the two names we just brought up, DA, which again, I am ruling out, you are not, Taz and a Cope and a side partner. Are we just going big game hunting there? Or do you, as you mentioned, a litany of other suspects, or are we looking in the wrong places?
No, look, again, I'm casting a wide net. I just was commenting on the two big names that you threw out there. But there's a bunch of guys behind the scenes, not just at CBS Sports Radio, but, you know, our flagship in New York, WFAN, you know, where you work as well. I think that there's a couple suspects that might be involved. And I got to say, as I was thinking about this, it might not be you as the reason that these files got deleted. It might be me. Not because I'm a big name, but I think there might be some people in the building that have gotten a little jealous of the cushy hours that I've been putting in.
Wait, now you're making this about you?
No, because I said...
What cushy hours? You're here on a weekend overnight. Those aren't cushy
hours. But I agree, but, you know, I'm working every other weekend. I got a good deal. I'm not going to lie. Pete the Body, you know, and you know, for other circumstances. But who did this create more work for? I know that it was a nuisance for you. It was terrible for the show. But I'm the one who had to scramble to put all this back together to get the show ready, make sure that you were focused on the show and not on the element.
Now, I agree with that, and I appreciate you doing that work for me. But I believe the person Delaney would probably think that I would scramble as a producer to put together my own elements. That would be my assumption.
Fair. Look, again, I'm just casting a wide net. I don't want to rule anything out at this point.
Well, before I let you go on the wide net, because you mentioned a litany, you mentioned the newsroom, you mentioned the couple stations, without naming any names, because I don't want to put you in a pickle, are you aware of anybody behind the scenes that dislikes me in the role I have?
No, I'm not. I know that there have been rumblings between some of the producers. Hey, look, good for Sean, but why can't we get a shot? But I don't think it would rise to the level of, you know, hey, let's just sabotage the Sean Mraz show. I don't see why they would want to do that.
Huh. Okay. All right. But, I mean, bottom line is this. You don't believe I'm a leader. You believe that people behind the scenes have rumblings of jealousy. But you also believe that DA himself would have high motive for this. Am I crossing off all the check boxes there?
Yeah, I would say you're one of the leaders, but you're not as big of a leader as you believe yourself to be.
Wow.
Just to clarify.
Okay. All right. You can follow Ben Horowitz on Twitter. Ben, give your Twitter plug.
At Ben Horowitz 1, and please, I need the follow. I think I'm like 5 away from 800. Right. So.
Ben Horowitz was taken, so we had to add the number 1 on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MrazCBS, and you can catch the Sean Mraz Show. Maybe we'll have files this Saturday night, Sunday morning, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific. Have a great week, everyone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.